words of Francis of Assisi when he met Brother Dominic on the road to Umbria. Hi. When I was a little boy, growing up in the streets of Brooklyn, New York, I had a little friend, a Jewish kid named Saul. When the weather was warm, we'd go up to McKinley Park, get on overalls and t-shirts, we'd get a bucket and a shovel, we'd sit in the sand pile and play, and chatter away about what we were going to do with our lives when we got big. We became quite close, but as the years passed, our paths parted. In 1950, the Korean War came along. I was a sophomore in college, kind of drifting, going nowhere. So I dropped out, I enlisted in the Marine Corps. Saul went in the Army. When the war ended, he went on to law school and married. I got engaged to be married. The Lord dropped a bomb into my tight little world. I wound up in a Franciscan seminary in the Catholic Church and got ordained a priest. Some 8 years had passed since Saul and I had seen one another, when one day, apparently by coincidence, we met on the streets of Brooklyn. We had an animated conversation, and in the course of it, he told me that he had recently become a convert from the Jewish faith to Christianity. Well, I was intrigued to learn how a Jew looks at Jesus, another Jew, because Jews, in their Semitic thought patterns, tend to be much more creative, poetic, and imaginative than we comparatively staid, literalistic Westerners. So I asked him, Saul, what's your understanding of Jesus? He said, let me think about it. I'll tell you tomorrow. We met the next day, walked up to McKinley Park, sat down in the sandpile, and what he told me moved me so deeply that I urged him to have it published, which he did a year later. It's now read in 26 languages all over the world, has become the largest selling book in the history of the Harper & Row Publishing Company, and I'm sure that many of you here this morning are familiar with it. Here, Saul, pen name Shell Silverstein, said, is my understanding of Jesus Christ. Once upon a time, there was a tree, and she loved a boy. And the boy loved the tree. Every day he would come and climb up her trunk, swing from her branches, eat her apples. When he was tired, he'd lie in her shade. When he was active, they'd play hide-and-go-seek. One day, the boy carved in the trunk of the tree, "Tree, I love thee," and that made the tree very happy. But for some reason, the boy stayed away 2 whole days. When he came back, the tree was so happy, she literally shook with joy. She said, "Come, boy. Climb up my trunk, swing from my branches, eat apples and be happy." The boy said, in the last 2 days, I found out what real fun is like. So I need some money. You got any money? I have no money, said the tree. But pluck all my apples, sell them in the city, get money and be happy. So the boy plucked all her apples and he went away and the tree was happy. But now the boy stayed away a month. When he came back, the tree was so happy she could hardly speak. She said, "Come, boy, climb up my trunk, swing from my branches, and be happy." Life's a lot more serious than fun and games, the boy said. I want to get married, settle down and have a family. So I need a house. Can you give me a house? The forest is my house, said the tree. But cut down my branches, boy, and build a house. The boy cut down all the branches, and he went away, and the tree was happy, but not really. A year passed. Finally, the boy returned. The tree said, "Come, boy, climb up my trunk and be happy." Yuck. I'm bored. I'm disgusted with life. I want to get away to a foreign country. So I need a boat. Can you give me a boat? Cut down my trunk and build a boat, said the tree. The boy cut down her trunk and he sailed away. 40 years later, when he returned, the tree looked up and said, "But I have no apples. There's nothing to eat." "My teeth are too weak to chew," said the boy. "I have no branches you can't swing." "I'm too tired to swing."
With you nodding yes, I want you to forgive this person, your very own self, as I have forgiven you. Jesus, in your name, and by the blood of your cross, I forgive myself for every time I fail my parents. The times I wasn't there when they needed me. The times I took their love for granted rather than with gratitude. Jesus, I forgive myself for all the times I failed my children and my friends and did not model to them the unconditional love of Abba God for me. Jesus, I forgive myself for all the times I sought sex without love. and use another person either to fill up my emptiness or to shore up my sagging self-esteem. Jesus, I forgive myself for all the times I refused to stand with you in the loneliness of your passion and death, and sought to escape through the abuse of alcohol, other chemicals, through workaholism, shallow friendships, idle gossip, shallow reading. Jesus, I forgive myself for all the times I spoke badly of others, tried to ruin their reputation or damage their good name, either because they'd spoken badly of me, or because I didn't feel worthy of their friendship. Jesus, I look at you, and the tears in your eyes are like rivers of living water, washing me clean of the shame of my past. I will never look back again except to praise you for your unbearable forgiveness, your infinite patience with me, and your tender love that keeps no score of wrongs. O Jesus, on this 12th day of September, here in Newport Beach, I recommit my life to you. My body, my mind, and my spirit. And I thank you for making me whole. As the spirit in my heart cries, Abba, I belong to you.